Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio on NLP Coaching. Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom on NLP Coaching Radio. I'm Rob Wilson. I am a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, and a Reiki master. And welcome also on the SLP Radio Network. Tonight I want to talk about how we are afraid of our daily life. We're always out doing something and always really looking at everything as a challenge rather than an education. And I'm going through this right now myself, and this is really why I'm choosing to speak about this more than anything in life. The last 5 months have been just a fearing of old patterns, because I'm starting to understand a little bit about astrology, and it's a Pluto moon. But boy, I tell you what, simple things become super challenging. But it isn't that. It's making me look at the way I do everything. And there's been days that it would have been easier to stay in bed, but that would have not moved me forward. And really what this has done for me is taught me how to be positive in a challenging world. But see, I don't really have challenges. I have wealth-building experiences, because challenges are wealth. And we're so attuned to thinking everything has to be hard, and it doesn't. And when you start having a bad day, we really start focusing on the bad. And I've done that the last 2 days. And, you know, here's the thing about being a coach and all the personal growth. You still have the moments of spiritual experiences. And something that I'm really starting to begin to understand is you really have to ask questions that feature the attachment to everything you've been taught and how you've been taught to do it. And explore the adventurous Kiro. And Kiro is curiosity within yourself. Opening out the curiosity within yourself will really expand who you are and where you're going in life. But we're so taught that everything is a chance. This is something I've really expanded into. People, we don't have a chance. We have opportunity. A chance is something you take half-heartedly. But when you realize the opportunity, you take it full on. It's like the opportunity opens your prospering eyes, freeing your enterprising wise to experience life and being willing to step into the journey. And that is what really puts the difference between wealthy people and people that struggle and fail. And that is something I'm really opening up to here, is really the struggle of fail. We don't wail and fail. We actually are opening out new ways to do things. And wealth and success, they kind of have their own way of thinking and their own vibrations. And we have to let go to vibrate inside that before we can move forward. And when we allow ourselves to move forward, we let go of thinking that everything has to go our way and be done our way. Life really is about expanding the spiritual savant within ourselves. With an egotistical, you got to have like a savant ego or a philosophical ego, one that's got a little bit of cockiness, but yet has a loving heart. Because you got to be a little bit stubborn and hard-headed to move forward, because God and Mrs. Universalum of enterprising energies, they have a real sense of humor. They want to test you, and then they want to test you some more. They're going to test you until you feature that old patterns that keep you in the same way all the time. And when you really think about it, hindsight doesn't exist. Hindsight's really your subconscious mind telling you, I told you so. See, it's we're afraid to listen to our own abilities. And that is where the real, real challenge begins. Is when you can hear your own abilities, you can move your life forward. But we're so afraid of who we are on the inside that we really, really do other things rather than do what we choose to do. So how is your hindsight actually your limitation rather in limiting you in opening out your innovation to move forward today? So what is it that you really, really stopped doing that was really expanding you and you went back to the old ways because it was comfortable? We like the comfortability of all this stuff rather than the energized, expanding stuff of all this. And that's where we really, really are at today. We're really stuck in egotistical ideologies. The conservative, the religion, all the stuff out there, we're really caught up in it. And we're really caught up in this I'm right, the world's wrong situation. And that is what really has us bound up right now. And we are afraid to move forward. So what does your hindsight, how are you afraid of what your hindsight's going to tell you when it becomes time to move forward? Because we're taught to control and to let go of everything that we choose to do. Because we want to look good in the eyes of other people. It's the energy we put forth into our internal intentions that move our lives forward. So what are you really, really afraid of inside yourself? Because it is the hindsight that has us looking in the rearview mirror of yesterday. So what else are you really looking at and focusing on that's really limiting your insight to who you are? You know, if you read the paper today and you go look at something and you see what it is and then you look at something else, what is going on? I want to read you something. Okay. I want to talk about this situation right here. You know, people want to throw stones at people, but when they start coming back, they start really looking different. And you know, politicians, they cover, they're the best, and people are the best when they do this. Oh, they deny it, and then all of a sudden, they're begging for mercy. So what is going on there? We're not honest with ourselves. And that is what is going forward. And, you know, everything in the news is about what we can have instead of what you can have. And, you know, it's like the hindsight has us looking back to what happened. And, you know, how much different are the rulers of today than they were in the 40s, the Hitlers and everybody else? We still have them rulers today. We haven't expanded out of the dictator ideology. And really, the dictator ideology is a male egotistical arrogance. How have we refused to move forward out of that? And here's the thing. We're 3 weeks from Thanksgiving, basically. and they're already talking about Black Thursday. We're not even celebrating Thanksgiving. We're starting to talk about the money in. What would happen if people just had family things for Christmas and no gifts? How would that really, really open things up? And we sit down and had family time and just had family stuff. How would that really open people up? And where are you afraid to have conversations with? And who are you afraid to have conversations about and listening to their wit? Because we're going to learn to listen our way through this before anything happens. And so when you start listening to your hindsight, how does that put fear that you're going to have to go through that again rather than live your desired life and move your life forward? You know, people are always looking for something outside of themselves for this. And really, it's your own innovation that's within you that will really move your life forward. So here's something I'm really starting to understand. It's when I see the opportunity in the challenging days, there's always a challenge to expand inside yourself. And that's what the outer world does. It really creates an inner challenge for you to expand your life and move forward. Feeling alive on the inside allows the outer world to be free and really full of stuff. How are you afraid to engage in the freedom of your life? That is something else that people have to really be willing and open to doing. And when you play the game, you're really in the game of life. You know, we're so caught up in doing everything to be politically correct in society, we're afraid to move out of it. So just take today in your life, where did you have a chance to expand? Instead, you went back to comfortability. That is something that really, really opens up a new way. Because freedom flows when you let go of everything you know and let go of the know-it-all stall and open up the was a because. I am successful because. Because what? Because you usually take action and trust your abilities to move forward. And that's what life is about, is a trust within yourself. You know, people that trust their own abilities and really have a deep, energized trust of who they are usually get taken advantage of because they usually have more morals and values than other people. And that's what really expands life, really expands everything. So how do you think I'll take a chance on that? And when you say I'll take a chance on that, that's really allowing you an excuse to move to quit. But when you say, I see the opportunity for me to energize my wealth and expand into a better life, how does that make you feel? And them words make you feel, because it's when you expand the brand of who you are, you'll expand the universe into a better place for people to live. It's really, really about you expanding your inner self. Confidence comes from within. You know, everything, confide. You confide in yourself. And that is where the life has really, really expanded, is when you confide in who you are. So how are you afraid to confide in yourself? And you trust your hindsight more than you trust your intuitive innovator within yourself. And how has your hindsight kept you locked and shut down in the place you live today? rather than allow you to move forward in an enterprising way. Life isn't about that. You know, people can say they do this and this, but until you feed that inner self and really engage in that and explore the vertical timeline, things stay the same. And you stay the same, but you feel good in the same. And that's where a lot of the coaching and stuff is out there today. It's about being different. And not being different, but enterprising different. And that's what the world is asking for and begging for today, is people that are willing to be enterprisingly different, is what life is about. So I am successful because. Answer that some question. I am wealthy because. Because the was is because is a very powerful internal word. And that's the word you really want to use. It's words that open your eyes and your heart at the same time. Expand, energize, enterprise, and experience. They do that. So what experience in your life are you really looking to do, but you don't understand you can do? That happens when you choose to let go of fitting into society's way, because society always has limitations, because they can only think, or they can only enterprise so much. It's individual innovation that you encompass the world is begging for and asking for. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And that's what people are really, really looking for, is what's inside you. Because it's an internal innovation the world is really, really searching out. It has nothing to do with what you can't do. It has everything to do with what you can do. So when you can choose to do it, how can you free yourself up on the inside? And we're so locked into what we have been taught and read in books that we're afraid to really move forward and expand life in any way. But, you know, life isn't about what we get out of it. Life is about what we give to life. And what you give to you, you give to the universe. So when you can give to yourself, you can really open up and give to the universe. But you want to allow people an opportunity to learn how to fish so they eat every day with your wisdom. So what wisdom are you afraid to say and introduce into your life to produce your desired outcomes? You know, I read a lot on these internets, but what I see most of the time is the same. People are writing to feel good by making people think they have something wrong. Do you see that in the writings of the world? Or do you see yourself just doing things that is not right? But freedom, and in today's society and in the economic times, we're all afraid to spend money, but the corporations are sitting on their money. So something you have to understand, the corporations are going to sit on their money until the people start taking away their livelihood, and that's inventing things and moving forward. And that's what really the world is looking for. And they're looking for you. To be quite honest, they're looking for you. The world and God are looking for you to move the world forward. And that will open you up to a further thing. And I am, and that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will do. We're going to introduce you to a new way, a new verbiage, a new way to ask yourself questions, and a new way to look at life. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. I'm on the radio Monday through Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time on Blog Talk Radio, and the call-in number is always 718-305-6548. But I teach my inner journey, and that is what really, really opens me up, is when you engage in that inner journey, and you want to start expanding your vocabulary. Once you start expanding your vocabulary, you grow in confidence. And you start growing in confidence to confide in yourself. And that is what else. And I also have a Letting Go CD on at d-wisdom.com. And it's about letting go. And it's going to engage you in letting go. And then money is my friend that flows to me from all sources in the universe. And that is something else that really expands everything in life. So, and that's what my coaching and speaking and NLP is about. It's about you and what you do. And I do not want a client more than six times 3 weeks apart. So it'll be 18 weeks. And usually it's only three sessions that will move you forward. And, you know, when you choose to let go and get into hypnosis is a higher awareness. It isn't sleep. And, see, hypnosis allows the conscious mind, but it takes away the gatekeeper and really allows you to get deep within yourself. Oh, and my phone number is 702-755-9410. It's really about going within yourself and going deeper and deeper and letting go of what you think is, isn't, and what isn't, is. And that is a very prominent statement, because we understand what is, but we don't want to understand what isn't is and what isn't, because it's like this recession. We think business has to lower wages. That's what we think is, isn't. Instead, it's a raise in wages that will expand the people and expand the universe to move forward. And that is what we're really afraid of doing here. And that is what will move us forward when we choose to let go of hindsight and understand that your hindsight is actually your higher self telling you, I told you so. Because hindsight doesn't do anything more than keep us in the hind, behind the innovation that we're moving forward. Now, when you're choosing to open up your life, you want to do it in a way that you feel good when you're doing it. And everything you've done up until now has got you to where you're at. So what do you have to let go of to really expand who you are? And I also want to talk about some other people now. And I want to talk about Tom Ski with Be First Inc. Tom is a very wise marketer that will expand your brand and open out new clientele, because he's going to engage you in a market of over 17 to 20 million people instantly. And he also has some pretty good partners some real good partners that they will also be engaging your business in. And Tom's website is befirstinc.com, and you can get a hold of Tom at befirstinc. Tom at befirstinc.com. And we also have All Tied Up Productions, which is a entertainment magazine that Tom is involved in. And then we have Precious Gems Publishing, which is a fiction publishing company run by Amy Ligner, Tom Ski, and I, and Sherry Gillum, and some other people. But when you publish your book with Precious Gems, your book instantly goes out in front of 17 million people. And we're just an up-and-running company, but we have a lot of charisma. And we will magnetize the buyers for your book. So that's that's at preciousgemspublishing.com. And you can get a hold of Amy there. And then we also have B Wisdom Publishing, which is our nonprofit. I mean, our nonfiction publishing company. And that will also open you up to a better way. And I want to thank everybody on the SOP Radio Network for listening to the Rob Wilson on Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And the website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And that I want to thank you for being here tonight. And as you're moving life forward, that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, Be First Inc., Precious Gems Publishing, and Be Wisdom Publishing is all about. And I want to make sure I mention somebody that's really, really unique. And her name is Sherry Gillum. And she is a graphic artist with Amy's book, Talent, T-A-L-L-E-N-T, and Lowry 13, and Michelle Hirst's book. She did the covers on both of them. But we're about expanding the world into wealth and success. That's my goal with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, because I have taken the inner journey, and I'm still taking it. And even though there's days when I wonder, I have a lot of wonderment of the purpose of it, it's when I see the light of wisdom when I do that, is what this is all about. But, you know, when you choose to engage in that inner sage, you really do open up. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about. Because life goes forward even when you're looking backward. It's your hindsight. And when you're looking backwards, how can you see the visions in front of you? And that is what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will literally open you up, is to see the world as an enterprising spiritual experience. Because are we really human beings? Outside of the science book, what has told you you're human? See, that question doesn't make a whole lot of anything, but it will feed your old patterns. And them type of questions open you up to a new way of living and being and expanding who you are. And people think just because they're this or that, it doesn't mean anything. But when you open up to understand, you can really expand when you engage that inner sage in your daily life, galvanizing your intention. Because it's your forward focus is really where you're at in life. That's why the eyes are in front, your disposal is behind. But hindsight is not what you're here to live. It's going forward. Hindsight actually ingrains fear of moving forward. So when you can see that, and it's your intuitive innovator telling you, I told you so, how does that free you up on the inside to move your life forward? See, you always want to ask questions or make statements like, I open out, I'm open to this, I unleash this. You want to give yourself some power to move forward rather than sit where you are and live in the same spot all the time. I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching on the Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio Show. And I am a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, Reiki master, published author of The Wisdom of a Cowboy, The Visions of a Cowboy, the Letting Go CD and the Letting Go DVD, and the Money is My Friend CD. And I want to thank everybody for being here, and I really want to thank everybody for listening. And I'll be here tomorrow night with Little Mert. He was starred on 82 shows of Chico and the Man. And I want to thank you and say goodnight.